Now, if you can make a perfect duplicate and make something disappear, why, you have, of course, achieved a vanishment. And this means, then, that you have achieved something which is quite interesting. It's very interesting to the physicist. It's very interesting to almost anybody. But it is demonstrable. You can do this. Now, I asked one of our better auditors the other day. He was foolish enough to sit down and let me process him while I was doing something else. And I told him simply to look over to the wall over there and pick a very small area and get the atoms and molecules in the wall there and put an attention unit, you know, a little attention unit, a remote viewpoint next to each one and follow it immediately back to where it had been created. And he came off of the fender of that car as though he had been shot, because the object itself, this tiny portion of the object, started to disintegrate. And he rushed over to it to hold it into place. Well, it was an interesting experiment, because he'd heard all this, and he didn't quite believe it. But the second that he realized that, it was fine. Well, now, why doesn't the whole universe vanish? Well, let me point out to you that probably on the very site of this building, there was another building once. Where's that other building? It's been broken up, and the bricks have been moved, and part of it's out here in the street, and there's part of it still in the ground below you, and there's part of it maybe some dust from the brick dust got on somebody's suitcase who went to World War II, and part of it's in Germany. And in other words, it's spread all over the place, and here are all these waves and rays going all over the universe. And to get each one of those at its moment of creation, in the time and space of moment of creation, using itself as its own energy, would be quite a job. And it's not an impossible job. It merely means that it's a job that requires an ability to span attention like mad. You would get, then, a physical object to disappear so thoroughly that everybody else would know it was gone if you got all these various parts. You see, it isn't true that an object sitting before you at this moment, or your chair, has always been in that position. Nor it isn't true that the materials in that chair have always been in that position. Nor is it true that the atoms which made up the materials in their raw material form were always in that particular ore bed or in that particular tree. So you see, it's quite complex. This universe is very mixed up. It doesn't mean you can't make it vanish, however. Now, the second that we get this perfect duplicate, and the second we can produce this phenomena, we know we have an ultimate solution. Now, we will go into that much more deeply here when we get to the last part of the axioms. But I merely want to call that to your attention right here, that the perfect duplicate was the little latch string hanging out that opened the door to an ultimate truth.